Welcome to the Good Medicine for the Soul podcast. This is the number one podcast designed for millennial women who want to grow in their knowledge of God so we can all walk in the fullness of our authentic power. I'm your host, Amashala Victoria Wallaby. If you're ready to go on this journey with me, then let's get started. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Good Medicine for the Soul podcast. How are you all doing? Thank you so much for tuning in every single episode to listen. I really do not take it for granted. And on today's episode, I'm going to be continuing from our last episode where I talked about the power in the names of God. The Bible tells us that the name of the Lord is a strong tower and the righteous runs into it and are safe. Hallelujah. I'm so excited. Whenever I talk about the names of God, it just gives me goosebumps. I'm super excited because I have a personal testimony, not just a testimony, testimonies, right, on how the names of God has showed up in different areas of my life and has led me to the point where I am today. And the name of the Lord that I want to zone in on today, obviously we know that the Lord has very many different names are found in the Old Testament. And the one I want to zone in today is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals, right? This name appears in Exodus 15, verse 26, where God says to the people of Israel, "If you listen carefully to the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands and keep his decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you." Now, what the Lord was talking about in this context is they had just come out of Egypt. And remember, in order for Pharaoh to let them go, the Lord had to show Pharaoh different signs and wonders. And in some of those, all of those signs were not exciting things at all. There's nothing in there that we would ever wish upon our enemy, let alone ourselves. And the Lord was just reiterating to the children of Israel that you see all those things that happened in Egypt, they were not designed for you. But you have to follow my command, keep my decrees, trust me that I have a plan for you and I'm taking you somewhere, right? And we see that as they started to journey with the Lord, we see that in Exodus 15, 26, that the Lord, the people are thirsty, right? And they begin to complain because there's no water. Finally, they find some water, which is Mara, which means bitter. And their souls start to turn bitter as well. They start to grumble against Moses. What are we to drink? It would have been better for you to have left us in Egypt. Imagine that. They were in slavery for over 400 years. And all of a sudden, because of a lack of one minute thing, they desire to go back into captivity. And then God wanted to show them that he's mighty enough to heal. So Moses prays to the Lord, and the Lord heals the water and turns the water to from bitter water to water that's actually sweet for them to drink and quenches their thirst, right? And this is where we see the Lord say that he's not just the Lord that can heal our bodies or heal our lives. He can heal the seemingly impossible things around us, right? This is the Lord that can heal anything that looks like it's going wrong or decaying in our lives, including our mindset. But Jehovah Rapha means the Lord who heals. So we're not just talking about physical healing, although I have a testimony of the times God has personally showed me that he is my healer. And one thing I want you to understand, because in the last episode, the name of the Lord that I zoned in on there was Jehovah Jireh, our provider. It is not enough that we know God as a provider alone, because then when we have a health crisis, so to speak, a mindset issue that we need the Lord to show up in our lives for, and we know him as is Jehovah Jireh, all we can get from him is a check, right? But there are times when money cannot do the things that we need to be done. There are times when we need the almighty outstretched arm of the Lord to stretch forth and heal our disease in our body. For that, there are times we need to see the Lord in a different dimension. That is why in the burning bush, when Moses said to the Lord, "When I get to Pharaoh, who do I say sent me?" The Lord says, "I am sent you." He couldn't box himself into one dimension. He couldn't just be, you know, just the one God, Jehovah Jireh. He was he has many manifold wisdom to who he is, and that's why he just said, "I am." Right? So in the same way today, when you call on the Lord Jehovah Rapha, he's quick to heal our bodies because we need a currency. When we call on the name of the Lord, we need to exchange a currency called faith in order for us to receive that which he has given us. I remember when I first moved to New Zealand, I live in New Zealand for those of you who don't know. And when we first moved here, because we were new immigrants, there was a law, an immigration law that requires that new immigrants with a year's visa or less are not allowed to access public health care. So it means if I was sick or my kids were sick and we had to see the doctor, we had to pay out of pocket, which is not cheap, by the way. So we stay here, and I remember that period because it was a new environment. My second daughter, she was very young at the time, she felt terribly ill. And we had come here, we had paid for a lot of things, settling down, getting a new home, and all of those things. We were literally exhausted from all the spending. We didn't even have a lot of money on us at the time anymore. And my daughter was sick. She woke up one morning and she was screaming, "Mommy, my ear hurts. And I look at her, I look at my bank account, and I cannot take her to the doctor. No joke, I can't take my daughter to the doctor. I look at her, I look at my bank account, and I said to her, "Put your hand on your ear." She was about two or one plus. I said, "Put your hand on your ear." She does that. I say, "In the name of Jesus, my ear is healed. Dear Lord, heal my ear." And she does that, and I'm praying with her, and I say, "God, you are Jehovah Rapha. You are the Lord that heals. Nothing is too hard for you. You heal cancer. You raise the sick. You raise the dead, actually. So what is ear pain for a little child that you cannot heal?" And I kid you not, in less than 20 minutes, this girl was fine. And never again did we ever have that ear issue. This child, I'm telling you now, is 8 years old. Never again did we ever have that issue ever again. You see what I mean by when we understand the names of the Lord and we run into it, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. When the righteous, what does it mean to be righteous? The righteous means you are in a right standing by God, right? And it doesn't mean it depends on your good works, because all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. What does it mean to be in right standing? It means that we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and we believe in our hearts and confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and he is the Son of God, and he died for us and shed his precious blood on the cross. Because when we confess that, we are in right standing. Why? Because Jesus already paid the price for our sins. So when we believe that, we are now in right standing with God, and therefore we can lay claim to that word that says the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous that runneth into it is safe. So if we run into the name of the Lord Jehovah Rapha as our healer, he's mighty to heal, he's mighty to save, he's mighty to heal, because we are coming boldly, not beggarly, we're coming boldly in the name of Jesus, and we are accessing that dimension of God that heals. It's not enough that we know him as Jehovah Jireh, we must also know him as Jehovah Rapha. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And if you feel this episode has blessed you, please share on your social media pages, or take a screenshot of the episode that you listen to, post it on your Instagram stories, tag me. My Instagram handle is at VICTOWOLABI. Or, just tag me or send me a DM, and I will reshare that on my Instagram. And until the next episode, keep on shining. Okay, family, let's face it, we've all felt pain. We've suffered the losses. You know what it's like to want something so bad, but not see a path to its accomplishment. The question, however, is, do you know how to pick yourself up and move on despite what has happened? This is what I share with you inside of my new book, Good Medicine for the Crushed Spirit, a practical guide to helping you find purpose when adversity strikes. Inside this book, you will find personal stories, relatable biblical tales, and anecdotes that prove you are never alone in your despair. I will inspire you to turn pain, discomfort, disappointment, or setbacks into something positive that works for you. So if you're ready to change your life in meaningful and purposeful ways, get your copy of this book today and let the transformation begin. That concludes today's episode. And if you want to hear more from me, follow me on my Instagram page, which is at VICTOWOLABI. OWOLABI. It's VICT OWOLABI. You can also follow me on Facebook as well at VICT OWOLABI. We also have another podcast called the Icandemy Podcast that gives you tools and resources to turn vague dreams into blissful realities. You'll find the links to that in our show notes as well. Thank you so much for listening. Feel free to slide in my DMs and say hello. God bless you.